It's been a long road.
Yeah.
It's been a long road. Getting from there to here. It's been a long time.
But my time is finally here. Forget it.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, to the three people listening to in Japan and the one person over there in England, welcome back to the White Beard and TK podcast. I am one of your hosts, the glorious one. I am White Beard, and standing right next to me today is...
Hello? Is this thing on? Anyway, hi! We're back. You don't need to know my name. Who are you? The FBI?
Yeah. Well, no, anyway, moving right along. Hey, it is Tuesday. It is an awesome day. Our long, week-long heat wave has finally cracked.
And it's lows for almost the next entire week of 60.
But it was... long after my brain cracked after all that heat. Anyway, but we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the driving seat. If you didn't figure it out, that what?
Sorry, isn't that funny?
Isn't what funny?
I feel alive now. After the heat is gone, I feel awake and alert.
Isn't it funny? Anyway.
It's a little bit funny.
It's a little bit... Anyway, we are back. We came back starting last week with The Walking Dead. But we didn't do a Tuesday broadcast, or as we call it, podcast, because we were working out some kinks or some things that were going on. And just before we came on earlier today, I was looking at what was the last time that we were together with you. And it was in June before I took the break. It was in June. And after that, when July came, I was doing a couple of podcasts by myself, and it just let that just click clack, ah, the fun little game, clicking, clacking, smashing the balls together. Woo! Be careful. And I did a couple of things, and I had a couple of podcasts, and I just realized I never ever put out, and it was some stuff about the news. I think it was the Royals who got an award for just having two kids. They were going to help with the environment and only have two children. Oh, yay. Can we give them a possibly? No, what's that? A participation trophy? Gee, they're helping the environment. Anyway, so then we took a long break after that in August, which wasn't really supposed to happen with the podcast, but there were a lot of things going on. I was taking a break from the news and everything else. And I'm going to sit down one of these days this week, and I'm going to look at all the video content that I had saved and all the other things that came across my eyeballs when I was trying not to see it, to catch up on all the craziness, because I'm quite sure there have been some craziness happening for the past month that I was away from you and the world of news and social media. So the last time that we talked to you, we were talking about we went out to Satcher.
Preserve.
Wildlife Preserve. We actually, that's going to be on this week's Friday. If you're not on YouTube, go check out our YouTube channel, which is the Whitebeard and TK Experience, where you can experience all that adventure through our eyes. And so on Friday, we have this blah, 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 what do you call that? Adventure series. So, actually, this week is going to be about that particular hiking. So that's the last time we spoke to you. And we were preparing for a trip that we were going to be taking, which we did. We went to New England. So we're going to catch you up on that today. Maybe tell you a little bit about that. And we're actually working on editing that series.
What are you doing?
working on that, editing that series now. I'm cutting up my record.
You know they can probably hear that, right?
You know what? Probably could. So yeah, I'm going to catch you up on that and tell you how that was. And that series will be available, we don't know when, probably sometime at the end of September, because by the time we're ready to bring that out, we will be somewhere else. As we'll close out the summer before we get back and just...
It might be after September.
Get real jobs and get back into winter hiking, because we stop hiking for the month of August. I hope it won't be that late. It should be getting worked on now.
Because you have two, and then I have that one that I split into two, and then... So that's 4 weeks already.
Okay. So it may not be into October, but the other editing needs to be done.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
That's what I was talking about, editing, because we don't need to be backed up, because once we come back from the other spot, then we're going to have a bunch of things that we need to do while we're also working on everything else. So, you know what?
What?
Let's take a quick break, then we'll come back and start getting into the New England trip. Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we would love to hear from you. Your questions, your comments, whatever it is you want to say, your dislikes, we love to hear from you. And you can reach us at
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
That's
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
And while you're also there, you might as well check us out on YouTube, and you can find us at
The Whitebeard NTK Experience.
And on Instagram at the same name of
Whitebeard NTK Experience,
where you can continue to follow along with our adventures on our Friday night adventure show, where we'll be showing you some of the places that we've been going on our hikes and the recent road trip that we have been on. So go check that out on YouTube, The
Whitebeard NTK Experience.
And you can reach us at
whitebeardntk@gmail.com.
Thank you. Just like that, we're back. Did you miss me? Did you miss my live voice?
No.
Here with you. So while we were on the break in August, you were taking your driving lessons. I think we spoke about that last week, but you finished up your first five. How do you feel? Do you feel confident? Her instructor said to maybe she needs another five before she, I guess she takes a road test.
Okay, listen. He didn't say I need another five. He said that most people take 10 to 15.
Well, we ain't got that 10 to 15 cash.
Right.
Another five, maybe. But what I wanted you to do was get some time on the highway, which I need to, this week we're going to go back and talk to them, because I want to figure out, because the package that we paid for was for your road test as well.
Right.
And so I wanted you to have some highway time before we left out to go west, because it'd be really nice if you had that, and then I could put you in the car when we're going for this long drive, so you can get some time out there on the road driving at speeds that are past the 25 you've been doing on the street. But anyway, so how do you feel? You feel comfortable? Did you learn a lot? Did you learn nothing? What was this experience like for you, learning to drive?
I learned a lot. I backed out of a parking space for the first time again. Like, you know, like parking lots, the parking spaces are side by side, parallel to each other. Yeah, I've only done that twice. So I did that second time. But that wasn't really like part of the lesson. The car was just there, so I had to walk over there and like drive the car out. And I came out of the parking lot and went through the intersection. I've never done that before. That was new for me. Did a couple U-turns.
So how was the intersection with the other cars coming at you?
Intersections are annoying, but it's okay.
Oh, how was it annoying?
Well, because it was at that one street where, like, usually traffic gets, like, locked up sometimes.
It's called gridlock, yes.
Yeah, I know, but like it's not like complete gridlock. Like it's not like you're there for an hour. But so you're coming out of the parking lot, there is a two-lane street, and then sometimes the light changes and the light is red and people are like stopped in the crosswalk, so you can't go down that street, even though you'd be able to if there was nobody there. So that was annoying. But I did a couple street parks. I don't know what that's called. You know, when you park next to the curb.
It's called parking.
Anyway.
That's all it is
I'm
parking.
good at that. I'm not really that good at like U-turns, like broken U-turns, broken K whatever, because I take forever to do them.
Frustrating everybody else on a street like me when I'm in the car and someone takes forever, especially when they wait to the last second, they see all the cars coming and then they decide they want to make a daggone U-turn in the middle of a busy street.
Well, no, I wasn't in the middle of a busy street. I'm not like a terrible driver. It takes me a long time to do it.
And so how does the road seem when you're now a driver instead of a passenger and a pedestrian?
Okay, so the road itself, there's like a couple streets where the road is like, it's barely even paved. And so all the potholes, the manhole cover, anyway, they're like elevated. So I have to drive around them, and it's not as hard as you think. So people that cannot drive around them, what are you doing? I would like to know. You know not how to drive. Just saying. Anyway, yeah, that part was easier than I thought it was gonna be. For some reason, I'm like not allowed to, not that I'm not allowed, but like I would drive up to a stop sign and then there's the white line and then the word stop on the ground. And so for some reason, my driving instructor would just be like, okay, like stop. I'm not at the white line yet. And then it would be like a rolling stop. I'm just like, okay, but the law is you have to stop completely. If there's a cop car and I come to a rolling stop like that, I will get a ticket.
So you were not at the white line, but you could see the white line. You seen the word stop.
Yeah.
Okay, then he told you right.
Okay, but like.
You should always see the words, like I said, if you're driving and you can see the license plate number and read it clearly and see the state on that license plate, then you are far too close. You should be
But.
able to see that whole back of that car. A car length would be a car's length between you and the other car.
Right, but I'd be slowing down, about to reach the white line, and I'm like on the words, and it'll just be like stop. Like it completely, I can't slam on the brakes like that unless you want me to ruin your car.
If you're already moving slowly, then you can stop. Like he said, ruin his car?
Yeah.
No. It's he has a company. He has money and insurance. You can ruin his car. You can't ruin ours.
Listen, I got in another one of the cars, and the brakes were like squeaking when I took my foot off of them. And the windshield wipers did not work. And it was raining. I barely could see anything. Anyway, yes.
I had to turn back one or two car rentals because of something and get a new one. Actually, only I think I did that once. But yeah.
So, you know, rolling stop, not good, in my opinion. I don't want to pay for a ticket. I'm good. I don't need that in my life. But everything else was good.
Right. You're going to pay for a ticket. The car's in my name.
Yeah, but I mean,
You're driving, I'm getting the ticket.
if I was the reason for the ticket, if I had the money, I would pay for it.
Oh, there it goes, right? If I was responsible and if I had the money, pops, I would pay for it. Even though the ticket's coming in your name, and even though your license, because you're the one who got the ticket on your car, and your insurance is going to go up because I got the ticket. Great. That kind of sounds like that stupid show you had me watching since we were on that road trip to Maine. Oh, we'll get into that in a second. with a little redhead girl got away with everything and everybody else was paying for her. So yeah. That's kind of how the whole insurance thing works.
Driving in the rain, not too bad, other than the fact that I couldn't see. And I think I did a pretty good job for somebody who couldn't see. It was like if, you know, okay, so this is, I guess, what people with really bad eyesight see, like take off their glasses. But if you put on somebody else's glasses with their prescription and it's like blurry and you can't really see, that's what it was like driving around.
That's why I hate driving in the rain. And then the thing flipping back and forth across my eyes, I can't stand it. And then the windshield wipers, we just change. Sometimes it squeaks, sometimes it rubs across. It's probably time to change it. But it's extremely annoying. And that's it. I hate driving in the rain. I'll drive in the rain. I've driven in a hailstorm. I've driven in massive snowstorms and blizzards. Every condition that I could possibly think of. Massive downpour. And out of all of them, like hiking, I hate driving in the rain. Just like I hate hiking in the rain. I'll hike in the snow. I'll hike in the bitter cold. I will hike in the hot summer heat. If I have to. I don't exactly hate hiking in the heat. I don't want to do it because it's too hot. But I hate hiking in the rain.
Yeah. And the cars there are like super like short, so it's hard to get in and out of a car. That's one. And two, the back window is pretty much useless because it's so small, which is why I love our car, because the back window is actually, you're able to see out of it. And so I quickly check the back window. And then I look at the rearview mirror. I'm like, did you check the... No. Okay, I know you're supposed to check the mirrors, but if I can see more out of the rearview... I mean, you're supposed to check the windows, right? But if I can see more out of the rearview mirror, what's the point?
The rear or the side?
The rear.
Okay. So the question was, what's the difference now that you have been both the passenger most of your life, but now you're the driver and you're a pedestrian? See, calm down. But what's the first thing you start telling me? It's so annoying. Why do people just wait till last minute to walk? And why about, oh, wow, now you're not the passenger anymore.
No, I have all these thoughts as a passenger. It's more annoying as a passenger. Because like you see something on the street and it's like, okay, like, move around it. This is like when I'm in a taxi or whatever. It was like all cars in general. Like, okay, move around that thing, and then they don't, and they just roll over it. And I feel like I'm dying in the passenger seat. It's very annoying. But it sucks being a passenger because I can't beep at people when they go across the street and they don't have a light. Which is funny because when I'm driving, I seem to forget that the horn exists, so I don't actually use it. But just being able to have that power of beeping at somebody, it feels so good.
Especially when there's someone standing in front of my car who decides to pee, like that last guy, remember? Mm-hmm. That was hilarious. You didn't see him. Thankfully, you didn't see him. But I'm like, dude, whatever happened to back in the days when people would go in between a car, or you get up against a tree if you had to pee in public, or you went off to the side and you hid? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with people. You just stand out in the middle of the street and I'm sitting inside the car going, oh no, he's not really going to do this. Is he going to do it? And he got halfway of his stream, folks. He began and I went, bah! Hit the horn. He leaped and jumped and then splashed all over his hands. I was dying. I know. I usually say at the end of this show, go out and enjoy everything and love your neighbor.
Didn't you also set off the car alarm? I remember one time we were at like a Froyo shop. So we were sitting outside and some dude and his girlfriend, he was like, hey babe, I bought you a new car. It was so, so, like, angering.
I set off the car alarm?
Yeah. Because you started like leaning on the car. I think you like put the alarm on or something. But I was like, are you
really? Yeah. But that wasn't as funny as the guy who got caught peeing. That was hilarious. It wasn't funny. That wasn't mean, but that was funny. But yeah, the guy was leaning up on my car. I'm like, why are you just sitting on my car with your girl? No, hit the alarm. He jumped.
No, girl, you need to know that your boyfriend is broke. Just saying.
Okay, so now you understand what I say. When I'm walking down the street, I'm a passenger. I have the right of way. If you come across that crosswalk, listen, we're going to have a problem. But now when I'm behind the wheel, it's all bets are off. Pedestrian, get to stepping. Don't you come up. Why are you going to wait to the red light to step up?
The right of way. And if a blind person steps off the corner you have to wait.
Who says I have to wait?
The driver's manual.
Whatever. I get 100 points for hitting a blind person stepping off on a red light when they should have just did what they were supposed to do.
No.
That's what I see. 100 points. Ding, 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 ding.
No. No.
Okay, I'll get out and I'll help them up.
Like, for old people, though. Or kids.
Yes.
Or dogs. Or cats. Or any other people. So if you step off the curb at a red light, don't expect somebody to stop for you.
Yes.
Unless you're blind.
So, that's part of what was going on. And the other thing that was going on is that we went away for 10 days when we were on the road. I think 10 days was the other time. I think we were 10 days going to Tennessee. It was 9 days.
It was 8.
I think it was 9 days. On the road to Maine. And this was more of an impromptu trip. We had taken some money from some place and we were saving it up for a trip out west. The original was go all the way out to California, come back. We figured it may take 2 weeks. I don't know. And but we settled on, I said, well, pick 3 states that you want to go to. About 2 of them landed on the same ones that I wanted to see. So now the trip is to try to get out to White Sands National Park. Uh-oh, I let all the cat out the bag. To White Sands National Park. And so that was put on hold for 5 seconds as we decided to take an impromptu trip up to Maine as we were looking at this calendar that I brought her. And I said, I want to visit all 50 states. And then when we got the yearly card for the national parks, I said, hey, let's spend the next year or two trying to get around as to many state parks that we possibly can within the year and all the other stuff. So then we got the Garmin InReach, we got the National Park card. And so we started out strong, but then we just didn't get anywhere. We were hiking and it was like, there's no real national parks here on the east with us, at the northeast. Everything is southeast, everything's a little bit more west, and then they're all out in the middle of the country. So it's like, you really have to drive to these places. And I wanted to get to what's that place? Niagara Falls, as I said before. So we were heading on this way, was going to be the road to Maine was supposed to end in Arcadia National Park. But we ran into a small hitch. So I have this 50 state thing for her, and on all of it, if you look at me, I've got most of the West Coast that I have seen different states all my lifetime, and you can scratch off all the states. So I was like, listen, hey, let's knock off the last 3 of New England, because we've been to most of New England as we've been hiking and stuff over the past couple of years. And so that's what we did. Where do we go?
Vermont. I'm pronouncing the N, okay? Don't yell at me, because I know sometimes people are like, you're pronouncing it wrong. Guess what? Okay, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and then all the way back down.
Yes.
We tried Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of Canadian people from back in the day when I used to work at a camp. You know, oh, Tim Hortons is better than this. Tim Hortons. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know what? Let's go try it out.
The coffee and the donuts, very good.
Yes.
The sandwiches, Not so good. I can make it better in my house.
What did we have?
I had something with two eggs on it. It was okay.
What did I get?
You had like hash browns or something.
Yes, the hash browns I liked.
Mm-hmm. Also met a really cool older guy in Tim Hortons, and he was just like, hi. I was like, hello. And he was like, how was your morning today? And I was like, it's really good. How was yours? And he was like, mine is also good. And he was like, have a good day. And I was like, you too.
What part of Maine were we in?
We weren't that far from the Canadian border.
Hold something. Horton? Something. I have to look it up. I don't have my phone was being charged up. So, but yeah. So she went in annoyed that she had to go back in. I think just the second time we were there. And so she was annoyed she had to go in because they forgot something. I said, well, go back in there. And then the line was very long. So she's all mad up in there. And that's why she's now saying, some guy called me and said, hey, how are you? How's your morning going? And it brightened up her day, right? So while she's inside, I'm outside in the car getting some AC.
And he talked to the same guy.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
So I'm outside getting some AC. Because although Maine was not hot,
the sun was beaming,
and there is nothing to cover your head in that area that we were in. And wow. But it wasn't humid. It just was hot, like your skin might get burnt off kind of hot. Now I see why everybody up there was so tan and leathery looking, as if they lived in Texas.
I don't know. Maybe it was like the UV index?
Yeah. Yeah, because the folks in Vermont was not as tanned as the people in Maine. So while I'm sitting outside, she's inside, this car rolls up next to me. I'm okay, what's the problem? He backs up into the spot. So that our windows are right here next to each other, like we go through a drive-thru. Say, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. You new here? I'm like, yes, you just moved here? I'm like, no, I didn't just move here. I'm here. Just came up to go camping and see some stuff around here. He said, oh, well, great. You know, welcome to the so-and-so. And it was telling me a little bit around the area. And then I said, okay. And then he drove off. And then I run into a guy because we needed to get some more ice and a few more supplies. And we run into this other guy who's talking to me, and he had his wife. We saw him in the store. And I said, is that a grocery store? He said, yes. That's one of the local ones that's run by this family that's been here for blah, 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 blah. And blah, 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 and ran off the whole history. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, thank you. It was a great conversation. I'm not laughing at the guy. And so he walked off. Then we turn around, we start talking, and find out that we were talking to the same dude. The one she saw inside the coffee shop was the one who was in the car right next to me. And I was like, a little weird. And then we run into the guy who was talking about the store, and we get inside the store after we ate our food, and the same couple was in the same section we were in. He said, oh, you decided to come in.
Other than some of the people at the campsite that we were staying at the KOA, we were the only brown ones. So, I mean, I understand if you know everybody from the area, it's really easy to say, oh, these people are new, because you know everybody that lives around there.
And of course, we look like out-of-towners. Everybody there dressed pretty much the same way. It's like when we went to that spot in Pennsylvania, it's like I said, all the cool, almost said, you know, I can say it, all the Caucasian women down there look like they can hurt somebody. Uh-huh. These were some country girls. I mean, they would roll up in some jeans, some boots, some work boots.
Multiple children.
All kind of boots, right. And multiple kids. They had trucks. Everybody down there had a truck. And they had on flannel jackets or flannel shirts or some sort of work shirt or something that was easy. Like, they could get dirty and keep on going. The hair was in a ponytail, let down. They were very tan. Don't look like the folks from here on 86th Street in Manhattan. Who might be going to get their latte. Oh, my God. Did you put the half calf in so-and-so? And no. Now, these ladies are like, give me my coffee straight up black, and I will cut you if you spill a drop.
I was going to say was, you know, it's so easy to be from a place like New York City or you know, like New York City, that's similar, where everybody doesn't want to talk to each other, everybody's rude. And it's like, I understand, because New York City really sucks. You have a reason to be mad about living here. But you don't have to be mad at everybody else. So it's easy to like have all these horrible encounters with other people and then just become so jaded, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important not to be that way, because then you meet a nice person in another state and you're all grumpy. And they're like, well, what's wrong with this person? Because you don't know how to interact with other people.
Yeah, so my point was, is that, you know, people sort of dress a certain way in different areas that you go to. So it's quite easy for us to stand out. Like, we're not from around there. Like, one other place we went to, I forgot which state it was. I think this was Vermont, right? We went to the pub.
You want me to check?
Yeah, I believe it was a pub. So, you know, what I gathered from where we were, not what I gathered, but from where we were in that part of Maine, the people were really, really nice and nice to us and had great conversations. We find this pretty much everywhere we go. Again, except for that one lady who was at that park in Tennessee. She's been the only rude person and no explanation for it. I'm not going to say it was the color of my skin, because I'm not that kind of person. I don't know what it is. She didn't say anything, but I got her to do exactly what I needed her to do, which was give me the information and let me go, and you can take your twisted face to the grave. Oh. So, yeah. But we've...
White Mountain. Was that? I think that's New Hampshire.
White Mountain? Yes, because Vermont is literally Green Mountain in French.
Yeah.
So, right. That was there. So we took this very long trip. I had to split it up because I know it was 8 hours, somewhere around there, 5 or 6 hours. And, we didn't stop. We kept going, didn't we?
Yep.
We did. We did keep going. When we went to Tennessee is when we stopped overnight. Right, we drove and it took us a little while to get up there. When we left the city, it was 90 degrees and disgusting. When we got to Vermont, it was about 80 degrees, maybe 50 at night, or 60 at night. We got in there kind of late. We met this guy at the visitor center. And he's like, I'm just about to call. I was like, oh, snap. I didn't look at the time. But then he let us in and gave us this map and was talking to us about the whole area, and then we went to our campsite. By the
way, he had like an accent that I couldn't figure out, and now that I'm thinking about it, I really can't remember what he sounded like, but all I remember is that I couldn't, like, I could understand him clearly, mm-hmm. but it just sounded unfamiliar to me.
Yeah,
very weird. Anyway,
we stayed in a national park, which is the first time for us. National Forest Park, right? Yes, National Forest. It was the first time for us. We've done state parks and we've done other places, but this is the first time, and I wanted to kind of bridge what we were doing to get into more backcountry camping so we could be in more dispersed away from a lot of other people. It's kind of cool, and we were testing out some new pieces of equipment that we had, including our toilet bowl and our privacy tent. And so, yeah, we got to Vermont. It was cooler,
rainy.
But it was dark by the time we got to the site. Mm-hmm. And how was that?
I felt so jealous in that moment, because there was a couple in a van with a dog, and they were all set up, and they had their canopy, and their, like, torch lights. I'm like, oh, I wish I was you right now.
Hello, Tiki Pole.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And, yeah, I feel like we've said this stuff before. I don't remember, but I don't think we talked about this since we've been back. But, yeah, and so we were tired, I was hungry, and then I was getting mad. Because we've set up a tent in the dark before. That's not a problem with us. We can do that with our eyes closed. The first time we did it, it was quite scary. I didn't know how it was going to work out, but then I remembered we had headlamps, and that's when we were at that primitive campsite. And it was 155,000 degrees. It was sweltering and hot. Mm-hmm. I think it rained that night, too, or a little drizzle. And that's when we first put up. It was like, wow, we can actually see. So, you know, setting up camp at night is not a big issue when you have lighting. And to set it up, we have headlamps, so that's fine. And then once we do that, we can put up whatever, you know, lanterns that we have around to get in, because we don't do much at night except for maybe sit around a campfire and go inside, because it's usually two of us traveling. But it was raining.
Yeah.
And we had to walk our stuff from the car to maybe 20, 25 feet, want to say?
20.
20 feet to set up the tent.
I want to say 15, because I don't think it was that far away.
Oh, it was more than 15 feet.
Okay.
It's about 20 feet for this room right here. And that was much longer. So about 25 feet from the car, we had to go in, and it was sort of downhill slope. So it was raining. We're putting it up, and it got kind of cold. So it was miserable. She wasn't moving too fast. I was tired of driving. It was a miserable setup that night. And it took a long time to get it done, because when we were done, we had a separate tent we had to set up, mm-hmm. which was
the privacy tent.
The privacy
which is
tent,
like 7 which stands
exactly, it stands 7 feet tall. We had a pop up that we've never used, but we can't even close to sell it. Green elephant or some craziness like that. And I think that was about 6 feet tall. And it had no poles. You can just pop it up
this
and put
one
it away.
We couldn't even set up inside the apartment.
Yeah, because it was too high. So then we finally got that thing set up and parked it where it needed to be. And we set up our taller ball.
We had to pull the canopy over, and I couldn't do it because
she's too short.
And I was trying to jump, and it just wouldn't go over.
And she got tiny little arms. So yeah, it couldn't go, so I had to do most of that, put the top over, and then we set up the toilet bowl inside, but by the time we got it up, it was kind of wet, and we were soaking wet in with the raincoat. So what did we end up eating for dinner?
A peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yeah.
Made in the back of the car, and I had to run to the tent and put it in there so it didn't get soggy.
Yeah, I started a fire just so we could have some backlight, and the rain just blew it out. And so that was it. So that night we went to bed. We were soaking wet.
Inside the tent was wet.
Inside the tent was not wet that much. That was just from us opening, getting in. And how long were we in Vermont? 2-3 days?
Yeah.
We were there for like three nights. And so
no Wi-Fi.
We ate, it was no Wi-Fi. We were in this total blackout zone. And so there was no Wi-Fi. There was nothing. There was nothing you could possibly do but sit there and stare at the ceiling.
Which wasn't bad, actually. It was peaceful.
Yeah. Unless you had your Kindle or you had some phone or some games that you could play offline, which I did not. I did download some movies.
I had word searches, though.
I downloaded some movies, but they were on a laptop, which was where?
Home?
In the car. So we did get to test that night our new sleeping bags.
And they were just a little bit soggy from the rain, but they were good.
Yeah. I say damp, not soggy. And there's a reason for that, and we'll get into that in a second. We, after 4 years, finally decided to upgrade and buy these things, and I went through a lot of trial and error to get them before we left, because we did go fall camping and I wanted to do it again this year, except for with warmer equipment. What we left at home we thought we didn't need was the buddy heater,
right? And no, we do have two, but we're not using two, so
right.
It's going to someone else.
Which I hope we'll use. We'll see. Yeah, it wasn't. It was the national park place was pretty cool, actually. The forest. We were in the forest, and then that was it.
And
But
sleeping.
this one, not so much. I mean, there are a lot of different campgrounds in there, and I picked this one. But it smelled. And it smelled like, what did I tell you it smelled like?
Bathroom.
It smelled like a bathroom. And so just think about that. That was 4 nights of smelling that.
Hold on, didn't you just say 3 nights?
3 nights? I don't remember. I think we were there for 3 nights. So it was like 4 days, or we may have been there 2 nights and for 3 days. Because I think we were in New Hampshire for 1 night. And that's what it had to smell the entire time. And the entire time we were there, it rained. And it rained. And it was not just like
But we had some
rain, it
sun the
was
last
storm.
day.
It was storming, raining, massive drops. And it was very hard to sleep and concentrate. But yeah, when we were pulling out, the sun came up. Here comes the sun. Dee
So we
dee
got
dee
to go
doo.
get like some a muffin and a donut and some coffee, and left everything like up, and then we came back
You
and
mean that
then
last
dried it
day?
out.
Yeah, it did dry out. I didn't think it would dry out, but I knew we were going to another state so we could set it up and it'll be dry. But when we got to New Hampshire, they was expecting rain too. Yeah. What did we cook? We cooked something that was really, really good.
Okay, so we made steak, but it was kind of cold. So I don't know if that was what you meant. We made pizza pockets.
Yes. It was something about the steak. Oh, I had the seasoning, but I didn't have the cheese. But we had the cheese that was going to use for the potato, which was Tostitos. A cheesy salsa thing.
Salsa con queso.
Yeah, something like that we put on it, and that was pretty cool. And then from there, we found a pub that we went to, an Irish pub run by Irish folk. And I
I
had
kind of want to
some,
go back. It was nice.
yeah, I had some, I was about to say some Angus, not Angus, what do you call that?
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash! That was some good stuff. It was some good eating. From there, we packed up and went to New Hampshire. And we got no great shots from this, but you can catch all of this coming up soon. But anyway, we leave Vermont. We never saw a really good spot in Vermont until we were leaving, going next door to New Hampshire. I was like, what a great place! She got some really nice pictures, so check that out on Instagram. We got some really nice pictures. I think we put up one or two pictures because we were kind of holding off for the video series to come out. But yeah, and New Hampshire was a really good spot out there in White Mountain. Wow, the pine trees, it just smelt as soon as you come in. And the Camp Pulse was really cool. The neighbors were nice, and that place had a, what do you call that? The place where we went to hike. It was a hiking trail down by the by a river, right?
Mad River.
Mad River. So that's pretty
He
cool.
was suffering a bit because they only had pit toilets and we didn't feel like setting up ours for the short time that we were there. So he was like terrorized.
That's right. I didn't want no flies crawling up my woohoo. Nah, man. No.
I
No.
just used the bathroom and got out.
I tried, people. I tried, but I couldn't. It just, it, my, you, the innards said, no, no, I ain't coming out. That's not happening. So I kind of, it really waited until we, until we got to Maine. But, and we were in some serious bear country, so we couldn't even leave our stuff out, which was good. And I've said this, I think I said this in the video too, which is good because we're only going to be there for like overnight. And so we just kept stuff in the car. We got out, we ate, we put the stuff back, we drove off and found some places in town to go You know, one of our things we do when we do travel is try to find a local ice cream before we leave. And so we found a froyo place that we went to before heading up. Would you stop before heading up to Maine, which was our main spot, so we can go to Arcadia National Park. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Because the last leg of this trip, we had been doing backcountry camping. So basically, we washed up with, we didn't have any shower pouches. Man, I want to try some of those out. But what's the name of the ones we have?
Adventure wipes.
Yeah, adventure wipes. So we were using that. We'll use a bucket and water or whatever have you. And we'll carry out poop out and everything else inside the little bags. Like you do when you're out there and you don't have those toilet bowls and things. And so I said, at least at the end of this trip, I'm going to make sure she'll be happy. So we stayed at a KOA. It was a journey, which I learned that there are three levels and the journeys are basic and usually right off the road. But we didn't have much trouble hearing all the car noises. But then when we got there and it was shower time.
Yep.
I mean, that last night in Vermont, was it New Hampshire? No, it was Vermont. When it stopped raining, was able to actually get out and fix my beard because the sun came out. But yeah, so we hit New Hampshire, Maine, and it was glorious. The tent was set up on nice ground. The sun was straight over us, so everything got dry, but it was hot. And we had a beautiful shower.
There were so many mosquitoes.
Really? More than the other place?
At night. They came out at night.
Yeah.
So, like, we would have a fire, but then I'd be getting, like, chewed up, and then it was, like, heat from the fire, plus the itching.
Yep. And she did her first time fire camp cooking, which I said, you're going to have to do something this year.
It would have been nice if I had bought, like a sauce, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like a wet seasoning type thing, so I could do, like, seasonings and then, like, a sauce, because then it wouldn't have been dry.
Yeah, it was the first time, and she didn't soak the chicken, and we didn't even have the chicken because I think we had to toss one out. Because by the time we got to this end of the trip, we were like into like day
five. They weren't frozen anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't frozen anymore, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to take the risk of eating and getting sick out here. I mean, we do have a first aid kit, and we do have emergency medicine for our stomach and all the good stuff, but I'm like, no need in taking the risk. So we tossed that, and then we went to the store. We picked up some more chicken, and then she made it that night. It was really good. It was a little dry, but she cooked it, threw it up in that fire. We didn't have a grill.
Yeah.
So she wrapped it up in foil and cooked it in the fire.
The foil, like, melted.
It was good stuff. Good stuff.
And now we have tongs because I bought some cheap ones for, like, $2.
Yeah, so y'all can check those out, those videos coming out pretty soon. The cooking one we did while we were out there on the fly. So you can catch that in one of our video shorts, I think, on the White Bear and TK Experience.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Go subscribe and hit the notification bell.
And share it with other people.
Because sometimes YouTube doesn't send you notifications, so just make sure they're on.
Yep. And so, yeah, so she did some cooking. They had a nice trail, but we cut that short because the mosquitoes were out.
Yeah. Okay. So
that was crazy.
Maine, what is your problem with mosquitoes? I would like to know, because we went to like this park thing where they have like a trail. Major mosquitoes there too. And he didn't put bug spray on, so.
Yeah, I didn't really get chewed up until a little bit later on, and they mostly was after my head. And so, yeah, we cut that trail a little bit short. It was this one morning, and then I recognized that the person was there the next morning, the state trooper. And I'm like, okay, what happened? Why the trooper there? I go into the office to pick up, to order up some wood. And the lady said, oh, we just drop it over. The first day we got there, said, I asked for some propane because we could not find propane anywhere. And we needed that buddy heater because, as I said, we started out in New York, it was 90 degrees. We got to Vermont, it was 80 degrees. We got to New Hampshire, it was about 70 degrees. When we got to Maine, it was 70 degrees. And it was like 45 to 50 degrees at night, and it was kind of cold.
which is where those sleeping bags came in, because they were good.
Yes, they were. We very have good. 15 degree down bags.
But when you got out of it,
it was cold.
It's cold. You had to wait for the sun to rise.
Yeah, I turn on the heater to heat up the tent in the morning and then heat up at night.
Like, I could see my breath cold. That's how cold it was.
Yes, it was. But yeah, so the state trooper was the husband. It was the two owners. It was the owners who owned that place. They just opened it last year. I was like, ah, so we had a really good talk about the area and him, you know, just being a cop for like 20 years and it's about time to retire. And he wanted to think about retiring because he had a brother-in-law who had a KOA not too far from them. And so his wife was saying, yes, and now you can retire a little early. It's like, yeah, because he's doing two jobs. He's doing that, and plus he's a trooper. And, you know, the thing he said he likes about being able to talk to people and see people is because too many people, like his partner and stuff, you know, you see too much crime and you begin to just get jaded with folks. And so for him, that was a good way to be able to meet people and talk. And they do a lot of special things there, but they did it the week before we got there. And then nothing was happening the 2 days or so we were there. And then when we left, they had some nice stuff happening, like a pizza and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we had bad timing with KOAs because the last one we were at also had ice cream socials. And we missed those. I think they were happening like right after we left.
Yeah. So this is our first time staying, well, second time staying at a KOA. We heard about them before, and so we tested them out this year. And so far, both of them have been pretty, pretty good. And also about the lady, right? She said they drop off the wood because they use the box to transport it. So I was going to help her. She was small and wiry. She lifted up this box, threw it on her truck, took it down, dumped it out, and walked away. And I was like, okay. Listen, I'm very secure in my manhood and my masculinity. I did not feel no kind of way because she did that, but I was just like, she kind of tiny. Mm-hmm.
I was on the TikToks a few days ago. I wasn't really looking at anything, but I was just scrolling because I haven't been on there like weeks. And so I saw this video from this girl. We have the same name.
Okay.
Very interesting. Anyway, Hannah Lee Dugan, she bought a house and started like building it up. And so like it was just like a montage of all the works that she's done like on the house. And so the audio was like this guy that was just like, yo, if you're like in a relationship with this woman who's like building her own house and doing all this, you know, you have to be very, very secure in your manliness. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I feel like that's hard for people today.
I don't know. My wife was not a weak woman. So I don't really care. Put your tool belt on and flip a log on your back and I'll be like, yeah. I find that very attractive. But anyway, so when we got back, I was starting to follow their account, and then I saw a picture of someone who the KOA put up. I'm like, well, who's this lady? I look at her face again, I'm like, oh snap, that's the wife. And she was doing this workout and she kind of cut. I was like, no wonder she was flipping wood like it was nothing. All kinds of Pilates and working out. And so I was like, okay, now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was it. That's just a little short update
on. Do you
want
to talk about the show that we started on our trip?
What show?
Switched at Birth.
Who?
Switched at Birth.
Well, we're running into almost an hour, I guess. But before we get into Switched at Birth, so that was it. So we did three states. What did you think about the long drive? How was this long trip? It was totally different than all the things we've ever done because we weren't having a stop off at some sort of hotel or something. We spent the entire nights in the forest until we got to a KOA. So what was that experience like?
Oh, I didn't care. The only thing that bothered me was the moths, because I really don't like those. But the national forests were pretty good.
Okay. I thought it was pretty long. But now I get it. And so, like, when I said to the guy when I got to New Hampshire, the reason why I wanted to do that and do backcountry, and because I wanted to get more into dispersed camping. And this was a nice in-between, being inside the National Forest type of thing, because it was in between that, sort of primitive, definitely in Vermont, a little less primitive when we got to New Hampshire, and then we finished off with a nice polished place where you can stop off and do your laundry, which is what we did. We did our laundry inside the laundromat on the campground, and we got nice showers, and it was close to some stores so we could restock our food before the long drive home, which I was thinking about laying over, but we took that long 12-hour drive home.
Yep.
And I felt good. I thought I was going to feel really bad and be in a lot of pain, but that 12-hour drive was not that bad. And so, yeah, I kind of dug it. Now I kind of know some things for when we head out west, what to do, what not to do, what to bring. We overbrung food, but it's good to have done that. But we didn't use a lot because we didn't have a menu, folks, so, which is usually what we do. So you have exactly what you're going to be using, and then you have a little extra. So I kind of figured out now what we can, how we'll shift and do things when we take that trip out west, because now we've done this sort of camping and road trip. And you wanted to talk about that stupid show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to watch a show with you. And so what was it? This dumb show called Switched at Birth. It's really good. I want to watch it with you. So she's downloading this. We're sitting in the car watching it. And so I come home. I start finishing it off. Yeah. The kids were switched at birth in our little hospital. The real mother, birth mother of one of the children, knew that the girls were switched when she was three. She didn't tell anybody. So they all find out about 13 years later, because one of the girls was like, hey, I don't look like my mother and father. Oh, you're dark skin and hair on my father's side. You know, they're Italian. Nope, find out that she don't even belong to them. And that started the ball rolling on the downhill slope of this show.
Which I think is so funny, because Regina found out about it when the girl was three, and then she started getting sober. I'm just like, oh, that's hilarious. She was like, okay, no, this is my real daughter. I have to make sure that my life is, like, together.
Right. But here's what I have to show. I guess this is what she wanted me to talk about. We could have done this on one of those TV review things instead of on our regular Tuesday adventure thing. But what I hate about the show is that the girls who were switched, right? One was born to, as it is an ABC show, and they wanted to point out that her mother was Puerto Rican, and, you know, she was raised by in a household with three blonde people who happened to be extremely rich because her dad was a baseball player, and they they make sure that we know that they're conservatives, and by the way, politically they're Republicans, and the Regina, the Hispanic part, live on the east side where they're poor and they're Hispanic and they're liberals and they're whatever and they're poor, and everything that comes out of their mouth is, it's such a great honor to live like that. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But that's not the part that bugs me. It is the deaf girl who was raised by Regina, who was a Hispanic lady, who was raised by Regina. She's deaf. I get it. The show is supposed to be centered around the deaf people in the deaf community. But this little girl, this chick here, it's ridiculous.
She's a criminal.
She has done so much. Blackmailed a daggone senator. She held the school hostage. She slept with her boss when she was underage, like 16, and the homeboy was 20-something years old. Everything she's ever done, she's gotten away with.
She vandalized a construction site.
And she didn't go to jail. I'm like, this show is ridiculously stupid.
And Bay, the other girl of Sushiver, took the fall for it and was like, the reason why her fingerprints are on the thing is because she was there to stop me. And now she's doing community service and accidentally handed a guy a sandwich that had a bag of Coke in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the show was just getting ridiculous. You know, let's not. We'll do a review. We're almost done with this ridiculous show. But yeah, I mean, after all the things that people were saying and angry all in 2020, this show embodies all that nonsense, in my opinion. But I'm not going to go there. This time, we've gone a little bit longer this Tuesday, and this was really just about our trip to say how we felt about it. We'll probably get back into a little bit more of this at another time. But yeah, we'll see you next week. Come on back. And tomorrow, The Road to 60, I do have an episode for you. So tune in for that. And we will, I was about to say, see you soon.
Catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side. I had a song in there somewhere.
No. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Do you like the Epic Family? And in the meantime, we'll see you down the road. And we, you know, we've been talking about that. Like, what does that actually mean? In the meantime, I'll see you down the road. Anyway, so we're not going to use somebody else's words. We'll do what we always do, which is listen. We ain't got to agree and all the other good stuff, as I used to always say. But please get outside, enjoy the outside, and love one another and all that other good stuff. We shall see you soon. Say goodbye, kid.
Bye. It's been a long time. Road. It's road.
It's been a long road. Road. Getting from here. It's been a long road. Getting from here to here. Go on.
I thought you were gonna do again.